calls. I want to introduce in the studio, coming back from late last night, dear friend, Dr. Obi-Wan Ben Kenovac. Ben Novak, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Andy. Glad to be here. Sad to be here.
I always wish was under better circumstances. You have with you some news that you would like to share with our listeners.
Well, I have two things here. First, I would like to respond to the feelings of Kelsey and Dave, who asked, you know, we were talking about how we feel. And I want to read you a letter that was sent on Tuesday to Joe Paterno and Sue Paterno from Paul and Marilyn Mazza.
Now, just for our listeners, the Mazzas are?
Yes, the Mazzas are a long, they're the presidents of South Hills Business School. Paul Mazza is a longtime respected attorney in Center County, and his wife is very active in almost all major civic things and for the community. Longtime Penn State residents in the area since the 1950s, and in fact before that, and went to school here, high school and so forth. And their connection to Penn State is very, very deep and very, very long. And they are personal friends of Joe and Sue. They were the godfather of one of Joe's children, and Joe was the godfather of one of the Mazza children. And they wrote to him on Tuesday. By the way, this letter was given to the Center Daily Times and asked to be published, but the publisher refused. And given to the Center...
Refused?
Yeah, well, yes. And then given to the Daily Collegian, and they did not refuse, but it has not yet appeared.
Okay.
And so...
But you're going to read it for us.
Yes, I got it from Paul. And it says, "Dear Joe and Sue, we are writing to tell you that the people who love you have very long memories. When we look back over the years, we do not see only a mountain of paternal kindnesses and accomplishments. Rather, we see an entire mountain range of paternal kindnesses and accomplishments. Each mountain has a name, family values, honorable children and grandchildren, loyal friends, principled conduct, tireless community service, two lifetimes of charitable giving, unaccounted secret kindnesses, small and large. You are models for thousands of football coaches, examples for tens of thousands of players in many sports besides football. The creation of the Penn State brand all over the world is your accomplishment. These kindnesses and accomplishments cannot and will not be erased by the events of the last several days. All the people who love you must now ask themselves two questions. Who are we? And what do we stand for? When we answer those questions, we must put our chins up, throw our shoulders back, and act like the people you have tried to help us become. The young men on your football team did not expect these challenges, but they can rise to meet these challenges. And so can all the students and the alumni. We can show what you taught us and how to live and what to stand for. Joe and Sue, keep your chins up, throw your shoulders back, and do what you can do better than anyone else in the country. Our prayers are with you." Signed, Paul and Marilyn Mazza. I think that expresses better than anything I've heard.
Amen.
How we all feel and what Joe and Sue mean to us.